Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. I am your host, Shay Elliott of the blog, The Elliott Homestead, joined by my beautiful co-host, Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl. And this is the podcast where we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. We wear red lipstick while we do it to make ourselves feel better, to make it not feel so grindy. And yet here we are. How are you today?
Ground.
Ditto.
I can't even say I, because my husband has been running the vacuum cleaner for like 5 hours. We decided today was the day we would fall clean the house.
Oh, goodness.
My kids are ready to leave us and never come back.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I could use some red lipstick right about now. I'm feeling pretty gross, quite frankly. Like, you know, taking all the old hooked rugs and putting them on the clothesline and just taking sticks and beating the tar out of them and like hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know what? This is the perfect time of year to do that, because the holiday vibe is going to be here before we know it. It's really too much to do it right before school starts. You always think you're going to do it, but you're still getting curriculum ready and harvesting and everything. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like we're still there though. It's like fall's the perfect time to do everything.
Everything. Which was what last week. And now I'm
just, yeah, I just like turn in circles. Like, what's even happening right now? But we'll get into that. Today's episode of the podcast. There we go. Is brought to you by Jovial Foods. You guys know how much we love Jovial. This is an amazing company that has brought einkorn wheat almost back from extinction. So this is the oldest variety of wheat that we know of. And the reason that you need to give einkorn flour from Jovial a try is because it's a very weak gluten, a very high protein flour. It has tons of minerals and vitamins. We think of bread as like empty calories, right? Just like empty carbs. Not true when you make it with einkorn. It is a rich, nourishing, amazing food. And I got to say, I am really excited because I have been sitting on about 15 pounds of einkorn wheat berries, which is the seed, the wheat seed that you grind to get flour. And Stu ordered me a grain grinder and it's now coming 6 months later.
Oh my goodness.
But it's going to be here and I'm going to be able to grind all of the einkorn wheat berries that I got from Jovial finally into whole grain flour, which again, perfect timing with fall. Because you want all that whole grain goodness, that those rich dark breads. Yes, please. But it doesn't stop there. If you are completely gluten-free, you have to go check out Jovial's cassava flour pastas, which are taking the gluten-free world by storm. And while you're there, stock up on olive oils and jarred tomatoes and beans and crackers and cookies and all the stuff to fill your pantry with these amazing, clean, fabulous products. Head on over to jovialfoods.com. Enjoy their free shipping and show us what you bake with your Jovial flour over on Instagram. We'd love to see it.
I think the other day I posted the girls made chocolate chip cookies, which is great because I don't make chocolate chip cookies. I think we talked about that in episode one.
We all have our weaknesses. Yours is chocolate chip cookies.
Apparently that is not in my skill set, not in my repertoire. They were delicious.
Actually, it's always delicious when someone else makes it for you.
Yeah. Except I got stuck cleaning it up.
I'm trying to teach
the girls when we bake, we clean out the mixing bowl immediately.
Yes.
Not 5 hours later. You don't need leave a tar in the sink for mom, you know, soaking in water. That's equally as offensive.
Yep. I know. Isn't that the truth? That's one of those hard pieces about bringing your kids into the kitchen is you're like, I'm going to clean this up and it's going to take me twice as long.
It was worth it. Juliet, she made a double batch. When was it? Friday night, I think. And then Amelie decided she needed to make some on Saturday. So we had a lot of chocolate chip cookies here.
But of course. Oh, I have something exciting besides chocolate. No one made me chocolate chip cookies, but Remember a couple weeks ago when we introduced our listeners to San Juan Island sea salt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys, Brady has been so kind to as extend a coupon code for our Homemaker Chic listeners that he just emailed me last week. We better tell people about this.
I didn't know that.
Let me scroll through and find it.
Okay.
I'm constantly getting the coupon codes mixed up.
So I'm pretty obsessed with the salt. Like, I know, right? If we ever give you the wrong coupon code, please just go to the website.
Yes.
HomemakerChicPodcast.com, because that's where all the... Sometimes there's a lot of codes floating around in our mind.
So there are.
I still have the big bag on my counter. I need to find some sort of chic container.
I use a little Le Parfait jar.
Okay. I need a bigger one though. I did just find one in my basement the other day. I'm like, what is this doing down here? One that was not being used. So
there you go.
That's a good idea. And I do have like the old enamel antique, like hanging on the backsplash of my stove.
Yes.
So I can dip in while I'm cooking and put a little dash.
Yes. I've been looking for one of those, but I got to find the right one. I haven't found the right one yet.
Mine doesn't have the lid.
Yeah. Flies.
Sometimes.
Why? Yeah. Why do flies like salt? Why do flies like everything right now?
They're gross.
They're killing me. They're killing me. Mm-hmm. What's not killing me is this amazing sea salt from San Juan Island Sea Salt. I want you guys to go there and to check out this amazing company, get all the seasoned salts. We run giveaways in our cooking community Facebook group every month. Mm-hmm. And this is the present, is a little bundle of San Juan Island sea salts from me to the winner because they're so good. Coupon code for a 10% discount is Homemaker. That's an easy one to remember. Go us. Go check them out. I hope you're sipping something. I could use a little something myself.
I am. Okay. So this, okay.
Wait.
Hold
wait.
On.
Hold Stop. Your horses.
Wait a second.
Cue the wine music.
This is the part of the podcast where we invite you to pour yourself a glass of wine or whatever scratches your itch. Maybe it's a lovely spot of tea.
Sporty.
I knew that was coming.
I know.
I set you up for that. Quite fantastically. For us, that is a glass of wine. Our wine segment today, always and every day.
Yes. Now,
for forever, is brought to you by Dry Farm Wines, which is a fabulous online company that will ship you the same wine that we drink, which is organic and biodynamic, naturally yeasted, which means the yeast is coming off of the fruit. There is no GMO yeast added, low sugar, no extra sugar added, no garbage wine from around the world. That means no red teeth, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
There are 76 ingredients that legally don't have to be listed on the back of your grocery store wine label. So we invite you to try Dry Farm Wines. You can get 3 bottles or 6 or 12. You can totally customize it. Shay, what's the link for that?
dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. And so you should check that out.
The moment you're done listening to the show, because the holidays are coming and just trust us. So many of you have trusted us and treated yourself to this wonderful, wonderful way to consume something that for many of us is a really important part of our day. We're pairing it with food. We're using it as a form of hospitality. And this is a way for you to feel really, really good and really, really healthy for our paleo and keto and trim healthy mama friends or low sugar friends. This is the wine for you.
Yes. Stuart just came downstairs. I was hoping he brought me some.
I'm waiting on my order.
Water.
I'm out.
Water, wine. I did run out a few times, and then so I just started ordering more. And I don't necessarily I don't drink that much more, but I just wanted to have a stash. So if we end up having company more times than normal, so we end up drinking a little bit more or other, people come out from out of town. Like when my brother-in-law comes in, we tend to, he'll have some. And anyway, I panicked. So now I just keep a stash of it in my cooler at all times.
That's good. That's a good decision. That sounds like a solid, solid decision.
I stand behind my decision. So tell me what you're drinking, because I've got no glass in front of me. I just gave Stu the puppy dog eyes. Like, please.
Okay. Sir. So this is what we had this weekend.
Okay.
This is a Spanish wine, ooh, but the label's in French. So humor me. This is El Vigneron is what it's called. Vin Naturel, which obviously we're talking about natural wine. And this is a Luerna. 2018.
I don't know what Luerna means.
Luerna. I have no idea, but it's a okay. Luerna 2018. Penande.
Oh yeah.
Spain, from Penande, Spain. I mean, yeah, we go way back. Like, yeah, hello. Hi, Penande, right?
Can you show me the label?
Yes, ma'am. It's very pretty. It's very simple. Like almost, see, you're hardly going to be able to see it. It's embossed.
Yes. I've had that one.
Like a filigree, creamy white and white filigree. It's really lovely. This is a white, like I said, a 2018. From what I understand, what they do is they take 10% of the previous year's harvest. And after it's spent a year in French oak, they add it to the next harvest.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. Which again, we're always that's making like a this sourdough sort of analogy. Starter. Like it's like kombucha or sourdough, yeah, or something. You're taking a little and adding it to the next batch. Mm-hmm. So I really like that. It's very creamy. It's got like orange and fruity, great finish. And so because it's lighter and it has this sort of like spicy finish, it's really good with like heavy fish dish or just a classic roast chicken or a lighter pasta.
Mm. I am fabulous. So hungry right now. All of that sounds so good. It does.
So dry from wine.
Yes. dryfromwine.com/homemaker chic. I made vinegar last week because we made our pear and apple cider, our cider that I was told you guys about, which is doing great, by the way. So far, our little natural yeast is working amazing. It's definitely fermenting. And so far, nothing funky. So my fingers are still crossed for it, but we were doing all this. So we ended up having a bunch of our apple cores and peelings and pear trimmings and all this jazz, which is perfect for making vinegar. If you haven't ever done this, you just fill like a glass gallon jar with all the little remnants of fruit, fill it up with water. I add in about a half a cup of honey, and then you add in some mother culture, which is like your sourdough starter. It's a little bit of live vinegar that's left over that has active cultures from your last batch. Mm-hmm. Or you can also get it from the store. If this is your first time making vinegar, go to the store, get one that says live or with the mother, which is such
like Bragg's. Like Bragg's vinegar has like the goober in the bottom. That's what you're
looking for.
The goober
is what you want. And so you can just add in, you know, a couple of tablespoons of your starter culture. Cover it with like a cheesecloth or a little old piece of fabric and just store it away somewhere cool and dark for 4 to 6 weeks before you strain it. And there you have vinegar. It's just like, it's this economy, this home economy that's so much greater than the sum of its parts. Like I gave you apple cores and water and you give me vinegar. It's so cool.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I think my children are actually really in the process of a, you know, maybe a couple month long epiphanal moment because they are watching all the home economy. Like you're saying, it's all coming together. For a long time, they've understood like you feed the pig feeds you, you know, you make the lard with pie, like all the breakdown of the pig. They understand the garden, but maybe 2 months is inaccurate. Maybe it's just this particular season because at the end of last year, we made 3 big compost bins. I mean, we have so many circles going on the farm, whether it's the compost to the garden or the leftover cow's milk to the pigs. It's just, and like you're saying, even in the fermenting, you know, we're fermenting a ton of food. You have the kombucha going, you have the sourdough. There's always something going. There's always, there's always something going.
There's always something going. Always. My kitchen is never going to be clean. As soon as it's clean, you're like, ooh, I feel inspired. Let's make 7 loaves of bread. Let's so, cook some beans.
We did like, I give everybody like their go list. Okay, go do this and then check back with me. Like I said, we were fall cleaning today. And so, you know, I'm mom. So I start in the kitchen. Thankfully, praise the Lord, started with a tidy kitchen. Mm-hmm. Not clean, but tidy. Oh, crud. I totally forgot what I was going to say. Oh, so we get all done. And Joel and Amelie and I go a while ago and we just sit outside, like the first time we've sat since about noon. And Amelie says, "Mom, can I bake a cake?"
She is your daughter.
I know. She's like, "I'm kidding." She did it to push my buttons. She's 12. And she just started, I went to chew her out and she just started laughing. Mm-hmm. Like, you stinker.
Yeah, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Could you dip your hands in the flour and then just yes,
please
clap?
Do. Please do. Please do that. It's funny. I've been picking up, we were filming for YouTube the other day, and I thought you guys would appreciate this, listeners, because I was going to put some of the gourds that Angela sent me. We should talk about this collaboration.
We should.
But we should. I was filming putting gourds on the piano. And what do you think was there? What would you guess was sitting on the piano?
The lint from the dryer.
No, that would have been a good one. That one. It was an apple core.
Oh, of course.
It was an apple core. And I have about 50 pounds, maybe 40 pounds of Italian prunes in the kitchen right now. And would you guess how many prune pits I've picked up? My guess is somewhere around 7,000. It kills me. You mentioned fall cleaning. That's what I'm cleaning up right now. Pear cores, apple cores.
I wiped up gelato off of a windowsill. So we just spilled the gelato and left it there to dry.
Yeah.
Multiple apple cores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My family has this really, I said the lint trap collection, because my family has a beautiful talent for, they do clean out the lint trap. Bless their hearts. All the children know to clean out the lint trap. But I guess that 3 feet between the dryer and the garbage can,
it's too much.
So they just leave it in a crumbly bit on top of the dryer.
Yeah.
With the stray sock or whatever. I'm like, wow, this is great. Thank you. I don't know what it is.
So today, listeners, we are talking about nothing. And I'll tell you why.
Says you.
No topic in particular. We did mention on our last episode that it has just been a heck of a couple of weeks for both of us getting back. At the end of this all, we are just we're just working moms who homeschool, who also think we need to sit and talk on a podcast for 2 hours a week, because we do, obviously.
Lest you ever think that we are not just literally hanging on for dear life. Don't let the red lips fool you.
Listen, I only wear the red lips so I look good as I'm going down in flames, because that's all that's happening.
You get hit by a car. You want to have your good underwear on.
That's right. When they have to cut your pants up to reset your leg. Dang it. I better have my legs shaved.
Beanie waxed.
Oh my gosh. It's just been a big, huge, massive digital high five to all of you moms out there balancing school, whatever the heck that is even supposed to be or look like right now, because we are 4 weeks in here on homeschool year 700. And
four.
I'm so tired. Yes, this is week 4. Can you believe that?
It is, isn't it? Now that I think about our curriculum papers.
Week 4. Mama's tired. Mama's pretty tired. See, I can't remember where I was going with that.
Yeah.
But we do have a little sparkly light at the end of the tunnel, which is we are traveling down south to see Stuart's family next week. So we did 4 weeks on, apparently 4 weeks on, 1 week off is our new pace.
I'll just find sand dollars. And
by the time they're 30, they'll totally be able to graduate.
Totally. I actually wondered this the other day, are you having any flight problems with the fires? Can you get out?
Yeah, we can. Actually, praise the Lord. Yesterday, we saw the sun for the first time in almost 3 weeks. Today you can see behind me, the sun is out. We just got enough wind to blow all the smoke through. And so we can, like, people are going outside. I mean, the air was so bad that people were being told, like, you can't go outside. I'm like, you're already telling me I can't go outside. And if I do go outside now, like, you've got to wear the mask here. It's just, it was just so much. Side note, I still don't think we fully have understood the impact that the last 6 months has had on our sanity.
No, I don't. I think you'd have to. I don't know. You know, you have that. You have those moments in life. You're like, can we just hit pause for a moment? Mm-hmm. Could I just hit pause and, like, clean out my drawers, mm-hmm. wash my hair, mm-hmm. get it together for a minute, compose my thoughts, and then I'll just carry on. Nothing major. I'm not asking for a big vacation.
Yeah.
We just stop everything just for a minute. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is what you would have to do to be able to really, like, process. Have that mental space to process. This year.
Well, my sister came over with her three little kids last week. Her oldest is in kindergarten. He's doing kindergarten online. He's really struggling with it. He's a very active little boy. So she was, you know, we were talking about options and yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, I remember this stage of kids well, where it's like, you have no space whatsoever. And she was saying to me, Shay, it's like, I can't even ever get a complete. And then one of my kids came up and interrupted her, and they're like, Auntie Ty, look what I found outside. And she was like, I was going to say sentence. I can't even complete a sentence. And I think, you know, maybe people who have kids are thinking about this a little bit differently than people who are really in isolation. Like, they've got no one. They're in their apartment by themselves, still very secluded from people. On the flip side, people who, you know, with a house full of kids, it's like there's not a lot of space mentally to process what's happening, because you can only get so deep in thought before a kid needs your attention. Right. And so I find myself, when I do have those deep sighing moments where I just sit back for a minute, I almost, like, my brain doesn't even know what to do with it. You know, I do.
I feel like the thought process, like, it, the contemplation of it sort of starts, and then it just kind of goes like, I can't even.
Yeah.
I was telling someone the other day, I said, you know, and everybody's, you know, God bless everyone, because we all have had to deal with this in a different way.
Yeah.
For what I, and this is, like, not a big deal, obviously, in the grand scheme of things, but what I experienced as a mom was, I am home 24/7, working from home, schooling from home, like, the running out, the just like, oh, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. Yeah. One or two or three times a week, even just for 17 minutes. I'm going to run to the post office. I'll be right back. You know, like, that was my, like, blow off. You know, it's different.
Yeah.
It was a different experience than the person who thought, oh, well, now my schedule's really pared down and I get to
work from home.
Cross stitch that I never get to do. And, like, you know, turn inward more, where I needed to get out for a few minutes and blow off. You know, everybody's experience has been really different, but I don't think that we can really grasp.
I agree.
You know,
Stuart,
what's my expression? Anthropologically speaking, when we look back and we analyze this someday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stu keeps telling me it's a stress test. It's a stress test. I'm sure I've said that before on here, but it's a stress test. He's like, just don't lose your mind. Just don't lose your mind. That's what I keep telling myself. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to be at peace with it. You don't have to be any of those things. Just don't lose your mind. Just stay chill. Stay level-headed about the whole thing. But my way of getting out and processing, I know it sounds silly, but everyone processes things differently. So don't judge me. I love to go antiquing. We would take the family. It wasn't even something I had to do by myself. Mm-hmm. Although I do love doing it by myself. But we would, you know, we would load everyone up. We would drive. We would get out of the house, go. And that's just a place we enjoyed going. Yeah. And we can't really do that right now, which is why listeners, if you haven't gone over to YouTube yet, do, because Angela and I did our first video collaboration. I PayPal'd her money and I told her to go shopping for me. So she did, because antiquing in Wisconsin is better than it is here on the West Coast, where, I mean, if you go into like Seattle, there's some amazing stuff over there.
Oh, I bet.
But where I am at, I mean, we are just like the youngest part of the country of the youngest country in the world. And so finding stuff is just a little bit harder and a little bit more expensive here. Mm. So I thought it would be fun, since I can't go and have that out of house time that Angela could. And she did. And she aced it. It was so fun to do that collaboration.
It was so fun to go shopping. And to clarify, somebody on YouTube thought you paid me. No, you just provided the funds to purchase the antique.
I would have paid you though.
No, she is my friend. She did not pay me to go antiquing for her. But it was, first of all, it was a little heady because I saw a lot of things. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I gotta like think about logistics. It was difficult enough to pack.
Yes.
Packing. But to see so many things that reminded me of you. And then just when I would just hone in on something that I thought, well, that I don't even have to think about that. Like, where would she use that? Whatever. Like, I know she would love that. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. Amelie came with me. She filmed. We went to a couple of my favorite places. It was super fun.
Mm-hmm. It was so fun to get the package. And the best part, she had packed everything. So, I mean, everything's fragile, of course. And you could see the second box, like first box, it's like bubble wrap and tissue paper. Second big box is old snow pans that like obviously caught fire, some sort of bonfire. And it obviously been kept in some garage.
I have also learned a lot of things about packing. I think a lot of people, because I didn't film the entire packing process, they think that I just used the tissue paper that they saw. You know, mm. they don't maybe realize that they're just seeing clips of like an hour and a half of packing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're like, use bubble wrap next time. I said, yeah, I actually did use lots of bubble wrap. Thank you. But I have learned about packing. I know now that if you are going to be insistent and pack large sheets of glass, you should put an X of tape on the front. I didn't know that.
I've never shipped
glass. I guess that helps. But those boxes, okay. I shook them because I knew they would be abused. But I got to the point and I thought, well, I've used up everything cushy. So I went out and I found like a mildew covered outdoor cushion mm-hmm. and Juliet's old snowsuit that had ripped open last year and a coat mm-hmm. that the zipper had broken. I knew Junior would never wear it. What can I cram in here?
It was great. I mean, like if you're going to take on clients and go antique shopping for them, maybe invest in a bubble wrap machine. But for your best friend, it was fine.
I couldn't believe you'd get a kick out of the rotten snowsuit.
I loved it. I had so much fun last week just playing with new stuff in the house. And yeah, just it's amazing to me what just a little bit of attention to things will do. You know, all of a sudden.
And like you said in the video, and again, you know, just talking about COVID and the repercussions, And when you really sit and think, like, I've seen my mom a couple times, two times, maybe since the start, you know, you and I would have seen each other a few times, all mm-hmm. the, and just even okay. local friends that I haven't seen, or you can't engage with them the way you want to. I sure don't want to go to a pub and sit around with a mask on, you know, like it's just right. different. It's kind of taken the thrill out of a lot of things, even mm-hmm. the simplest thing, like you said, for your family, just walking around an antique mall with your kids. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. not so much. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
No, or even like, you know, we go out to eat at a restaurant, which we don't do very often, but there's a couple places, small local businesses. We know the owners. We want to support them. The sitting at two tables thing just kills me because Will and Owen will sit at their own. They can only have five people. So they have to sit at their own table and they just sit there like two old men, just joyfully. I mean, they're not bitter about it, mm-hmm. but it's just like, it breaks my heart. You know, I'm like, these are my fruit of my womb and they're, you know, being rejected. Like they're at this other table. It just kills me.
Reminds me of like growing up, my parents would take us to Pizza Hut and they always had that little tiny booth in the corner.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We loved that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, it's just, it is a little bit of a different experience. And, you know, as we're home more, it's, I think it's perfect example. We are going to be gone next week. And tying all this together, I'll just be frank. I'm kind of a hot mess right now. And I don't want to be, I really don't. I don't like being a martyr. I don't like being a victim of name it, motherhood, whatever,
right,
being a
right.
homemaker. I don't want to be grouchy. I don't want my kids to grow up and be like, mom, she was so grouchy all the time. I'm sure my husband does not want me to be that woman either. But I realize you have to learn to let go of some things in life. And some things you really have to call on your community for. Mm-hmm. So for example, I had a really great talk with my pastor's wife after church today and just picked her brain about some kids stuff we've been going through. You know, she's raised 4 kids. She's been around the block. So she's somebody, it's not like lamenting with somebody who's in that stage with you. You know, it's somebody who's saying, right. Hey,
it's not commiserating. It's
exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I can't do this by myself. It takes a village. Can you help me with this? Mm-hmm. Because we're at home more and I'm seeing all this stuff that needs to be done, but that I can't necessarily get to. I called in a company while we're gone next week to come in and clean our windows. Something we've literally had on our to-do list for 4 years, but we've got these massive second story windows. Like it would be a ladder, somebody, I mean, it just sounds dangerous. So, I'm literally taking money out of our savings account so that somebody can come in and clean our windows because you realize it's these small things and you realize I'm not going to be able to do it all myself. Like I need help. And this little proud flag I've flown all year of taking care of my gardens all by myself. And it was just such a beautiful year. I messaged Marseille and I'm like, hey, you have to come and help me or I'll die. Like, please help me. Come help me with my gardens. I can't, you know?
Yeah.
And in a way, that's a good thing. We need people. We need people. We're not meant to be at arm's distance. We need people around us. And help people.
I think it's, well, and I do think for the homemaker, it's very, you know, I'm all for working hard and just grinding it out. But we do need to be better and even more disciplined about asking for help or saying, okay, no, but Friday, I need a break. Friday, you know, hubby, even if we're just going to go grab a cup of coffee for 30 mm-hmm. minutes, you know, I think we forget and we just feel like there's a lot of guilt attached to asking for help. There's a lot of guilt attached to spending money to ask for help.
You know, whether big it's time
saving for a housekeeper or a babysitter or whatever. That's very difficult for me and for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But
because it's almost like defeat.
It does feel for someone, it does feel like defeat to me. Mm-hmm. I really struggle with that.
Yeah. When I first had a housekeeper come, I felt like it was like I wasn't woman enough to mm-hmm. get it together. You know, I don't feel that way anymore at all.
Awkward pause.
You can take my pride.
I'm liberated.
You can shove it.
Right. But, I mean, especially like you said, you're with going out of town when you, you know, if you really realistically look at a mom or a homemaker who has a very full plate and then has something big coming on the horizon, you have all these lofty inspirations about doubling down, doubling up and getting it all done. And if that was the reality, you'd do that every week.
Right.
If that was really that doable, then two weeks out of 4, you'd just knock it out of the park and, you know. Mm-hmm.
And also for the work at home farming mom, like I told Stu, if I want to enjoy our week, I mean, we're just literally just sitting on the beach for a week,
mm-hmm.
which I know a lot of you are like, shut up, Shay. Like that sounds like the perfect way to spend a vacation.
You but guys never go anywhere though. Give me a break.
No, we don't ever go anywhere. But to enjoy that time to its fullest, I realized there are people that can help with that. So, you know, we hired a farmhand to come to keep an eye on things on the farm. We hired the window washers to come. I'm going to have cleaners come while we're gone so that when we come, so I don't have to kill myself trying to get everything clean, make sure there's no dirty dishes, no flies, no, you know, nothing going on while we're gone. Like, it's just not going to happen.
You know what I do?
Superwoman.
Oh man, I'm kind of neurotic about when we leave.
Yeah. All of a sudden you have to be 10 times the woman that you always are. Yeah.
Every speck of laundry has to be done. Yeah. The sink has to be spotless. You know, there's
clip all the kids' fingernails, get everyone haircuts, and new shoes.
Exactly. But there's a scene in Alice in Wonderland, the cartoon, where like there's this cartoon character. She's in the dark woods and he comes by and he's like, is he walking backwards? But he's got a broom nose and he's like,
yes, yes, I know.
He's
yes.
Grooming the path and it's disappearing as he's walking backwards.
Yes.
And I think of that every time we go somewhere, even if it's just for an overnight, because I just work backwards. Sometimes mm-hmm. I will even send Joel, like I'll load the whole truck up with everybody and I'll say, now go mail this letter. Mm-hmm. Or now go get me a kombucha or whatever and come mm-hmm. back and like give me another 12 minutes in the house by myself.
Yep. Yep.
I always think of that scene. And I always think of, there's another old Disney movie that we used to love as kids. And my kids love it. It's called Night Crossing.
I have never heard of it.
Oh gosh, it's so good. You should watch it with their kids. It's so good. It's about a family that escapes to West Germany in a hot air balloon. Great movie.
Crazy.
But the mom is like neurotically cleaning the house for the commies. Like she's like, I don't want them to think that I was a terrible housekeeper. Even though she's trying to leave, she's never going to come back. Yep. I think of those two things every time we're going somewhere.
There's this great stand-up bit by Ellen DeGeneres that is hilarious when she's talking about how when we go on vacation or when we pack for vacation, we pack for the person we've always wanted to be.
Yes.
It's like, I'm going to take 3 books. That's about the pace for 7 days of travel.
And I'm going to take bottles of vitamins.
Right. I'm going to take all my vitamins.
Right.
Exactly.
I'll bring like arm weights. Like,
yeah. I'll probably start running while I'm on vacation. I know. I'm really trying. I've been very convicted the last month or so about how much I love, apparently, to play the martyr. And what I mean by that is like, can't you see what I'm doing for the cause? Woe is me. Right. And like, that's not good. That's like really dire for your family to see. I want the kids are going to see their family that they haven't seen in years. Mm-hmm. Like this is we haven't all been together as a family, like with, you know, everybody, like cousins, aunts, uncles, grandmother, the whole shebang, since Stuart and I got engaged. Like that was the last time that we were all together. So this is really special. It's been a hard year. I want them to not be like, hey, we don't really want to go because it turns mom into a psychopath.
Right.
So last week, you know what? We had a really busy work week. We pummeled it out all day. We went and got tacos. Like I realized, yes, I could cook dinner. Yes, we do have food here that I could make, but we're going to go get tacos. Why? Because you don't need to be a martyr about it. Stop. It's not that hard to pack people's suitcases. It's not that hard. And one of the ways to do that for me, at least, was like to have the cleaners come. I can take that off my plate. I don't have to worry about scrubbing the toilets and stuff before we go. That'll get taken care of. But it may, you know, why do we like to do that? Why do we women like, why do we do that to our families?
I mean, I think, well, oh, why do we play the martyr or why do we, I don't know. I mean, there's a certain amount of nobility. Like you want to be the one that can care for your home. You're a competent grown woman. You quote unquote should be able to get your toilets clean before you go on vacation. There's like all these things we tell ourselves, I should be able to do everything.
Yeah. But like no woman in the history of the world has done everything. Right. You know, I'm reading Outlander. I'm reading A Breath of Fire and Ashes or whatever that one is called. Fire, Breath, Snow, and Ashes. Whatever.
Snow and
Ashes. Fire, Breath, Snow, and Ashes.
A Breath of Snow and Ashes.
But okay, Claire, yes, she's the Ridge's doctor, okay? But she has Mrs. Bug. And Mrs. Bug is like always in the kitchen making breads and biscuits and bringing out ham. It's like, yeah, because she can't do it. You know, Mrs. Bug will get the blankets ready for guests. Mrs. Bug will put the tea on. Like,
right.
I don't have a Mrs. Bug. I am Mrs. Bug. And I'm Claire. And I'm Jamie. There I go, being a martyr again. Woe is me.
That is so funny.
I think
so true.
I think one of the ways we fall into that pit is we forget to be thankful. You know, yeah. We just forget to be thankful and be like, yeah, maybe the toilets are a mess, or maybe I'm worked to the bone, whatever it is. But there really is. And I know that sounds cheap, but there really is so much to be thankful for. And I think when we get so tight and so up, like, worked up, mm-hmm. it's because we've turned our eyes to the task at hand instead of keeping our eyes on the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And, it's control too.
Oh, what?
Huh? Come on.
No, I don't know that word.
Nope. It's control. It's control, because the fact is, if you came home to dirty toilets, then you just would find a way to clean them and you would have still had a great time and life would have gone on. And it's still a controlling. I mean, we do it. I do it. You do it. We all do it. We want everything, you know, I's dotted and T's crossed, and we tell ourselves like, that's going to make it better. That's going to make everything better. And that's, I think, where the martyrdom comes in. Like you were saying, if everybody would just cooperate, if everybody would see what I'm doing and notice my efforts, you know, everything would be better.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a control freak. I'm a control freak.
No, I'm a total control freak. I am. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Reba.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So let's not
do that. Let's are you packing?
I finally ordered a swimsuit. So that's something. I haven't bought a new swimsuit in 6 years. That tells you how much I swim. And people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. Farming. What are you doing? Like, I don't know. Sometimes I go sit in my pond, but I just do it in shorts or a skirt or something. Mm-hmm. And I'll just go sit in it, my gardening clothes, and then keep on.
Do you let your kids pack, or do you pack for them?
Well, don't make me sound so controlling.
I just wondered.
I'm going to pack for them.
Okay.
Because Juliet spent the night at her aunt's house on Friday, and she was told to get pajamas, clothes for tomorrow, and a toothbrush. And she packed an entire backpack of stuffed animals. I messaged me like, she's got nothing. So I will pack for them. But here's the cool thing. Like, we're not touring the Louvre. We're not going out to fancy dinner. We're sitting at the beach house is like up to the beach. You walk out the back door onto white sand, full on South Carolina stretches of beach, which are massive, you know. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been like to the South at all?
Not the coast.
Nope. It's insane. It's insane. You're like, this is America. Like, why are we not here? This is fabulous.
I kind of have white sand beaches and water here, you know?
Yeah. Without sharks in it.
With no sharks. And
okay. I take this supplement at night called Adaptive. I say that to you, but I'm telling that to the listeners. You know what Adaptive is.
Yeah.
Because it has this amino acid in it that like stops your brain from firing so aggressively. And I have to take it at night. I didn't take it one night this week. And I'm literally in bed at like 11. I'm like, oh, my kids are going to be eaten by sharks. All of them. And I'm literally thinking, do I know how to do a tourniquet? And like, if I wasn't there and Stu and
Joe, have I read enough Outlander?
Yeah, exactly. Could I amputate the limb if need be right there on the beach? I know it's terrible, but I don't do it intentionally. I'm like half asleep, half awake. And it's just the way my brain works right now. And so all that's to say, I am much more comfortable in fresh water. That's what I grew up around, was the rivers and lakes up here in Washington. And even if you go into the water on the Washington coast, which is freezing, you never want to go in. I mean, unless you get like killed by a killer whale, you're fine. Other than that, you're fine. No sharks, really.
Yeah, I can do without the jellyfish and the sharks. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. The last time we were there, I was in the water, which took all the convincing in the world, because I was like, I don't want to get eaten by a shark. And Stu's like, it's fine. Like, there's like, it's going to be fine. No one's even ever gotten stung by a jellyfish. And we've been coming here like for his whole life. That's where they took their vacations. Mm-hmm. Sure enough. Who do you think gets stung by a jellyfish?
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. All across my stomach. And it was scarred for like 2 years.
Really?
Not kidding. Yeah. It hurt. It hurt so bad. Like a fire.
Is there a Friends episode where you have to like pee on it or something?
That's
like
what
that?
They say. I don't know. Nobody be peeing on me. Sorry.
It's funny.
We'll see. The kids will have a blast. It'll be fine. I will be packing them.
Here's what I do. Here's my packing tip. Okay. Moms, I clear off an end table, or we have a little smaller dining room table in another room, but some sort of a flat surface about a week before. And I start making little piles.
Yeah.
Mom's pile, dad's pile, kid's pile. And as clean underwear comes through the laundry, I just grab it, put it on the pile, grab it. And then
the day before, you're like, just wear dirty underwear. I don't care. All your clean underwear is packed.
Well, then everybody's like, okay, is there any laundry in your room? Take off what you got on, put clean pajamas on. I'm going to wash that. Then at least it's clean, laid flat or something, if I don't get to fold it before we leave. And then everybody has clean stuff. And you're not like hustling at 11:30 at night, the night before you leave.
No.
Last minute loads of laundry.
No, I won't do that.
So I always make little piles.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it'll be good. It's always just the anticipation that's a little nerve-wracking. And, you know, like I've never flown during COVID times. So,
I don't pity.
I know. That's a little nerve wracking, but I need a practice run because I am coming to see you and I'm bringing my family to come and see you. And like, I can do hard things. Boom.
Boom.
You want to watch me wear a mask for 6 hours? I'll do it. Okay. I'll probably also eat a lot of snacks.
It doesn't take 6 hours to get from my house to yours.
Yeah, huh? Well, so if you fly into, you have to fly into.
Both of us have this situation where we live 2+ hours from a major airport.
Yeah. When you were in like Chicagoland, that was much easier.
Yes. But I was still
fast flight.
I was still an hour and a half from one air to maybe hour and a half or two.
Yes.
From the south side, or, you know, a good hour from O'Hare.
Yeah. When we flew into O'Hare to see you before, it had been, we'd taken a red eye because we got really cheap flights. So of course I will take all of my four little children on a red eye. Duh. Stupid idea. Anyway.
What time was it? Like it was, what time did you leave?
We left at like 11 PM Seattle time. Got into Chicago. I want to say at like 6 or 7, got our rental car. And my kids are trash. They've never been on a plane before. This was their first plane trip. That they would have remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Will just being really hungry and he was just so fatigued. So I gave him like a granola bar, protein bar kind of thing that I had packed, and he ate it and then just barfed all over the rental car. Do you remember this?
Oh,
we were like 30 minutes from your house. I was like,
yes,
no,
yeah,
please no. And actually that flight was the very first time you and I met in person. And I had just flown overnight and I had this nursing baby. You had a nursing baby.
Yeah. You had a 6-month-old. I had a 3-month-old.
Mm-hmm. That was a rough one. I'm slowly learning.
I can still see you walking through my front door. You had on your red and black. You had on your little Target sweater.
Oh, my little
plaid. Your own favorite little Target sweater. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I had to give that to Georgia. Too small. It's drunk.
It's drunk. I don't know what it's happened. Drunk. Okay, Joel.
All I'm packing for the beach trip is just like, actually going to the beach is a really great place to go to. Cause you're like, you got a swimsuit, you got shorts, you got a few tank tops. Couple
Oh my gosh.
Like,
yeah. A sundress. We're done.
Yeah. We're in a house with a washer and dryer. Like it's going to be great.
Oh, that'll
it's
be great. Be
great. Yes. We just got to get through this week first and then it will be great.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling myself. There's a lot to be thankful for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like getting to see family.
I don't think I've known you guys to hardly go anywhere this whole time. So I'm happy for you.
Oh, thanks. It'll be great. I'll be thinking of you.
Okay.
While I'm on the beach. Let's hope the swimsuit fits. I was just like, do I get it for the size I think I am or the size that my clothes are telling me that I am? Like... little wrap skirt, cover up that jazz, swish it out the sides. Like,
oh, please.
There wasn't enough TRX time before this.
Right. You mean I just can't get my four workouts in 2 weeks? What? Somebody asked, I posted on the Homemaker Chic Instagram the other day, and somebody asked, like, what kind of results I've gotten? Because
about walking.
Because I've walked. Yeah. I'm like, no, none.
A healthier heart.
Right. I'm happier.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm proud of myself. There That's it. Go. It doesn't translate to my gene size, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think if you want to do that, I mean, you really have to like, you've got to devote a couple hours a day just to doing that. I just don't have that time.
No, it takes me 1 hour and 5 minutes to do that walk. Mm-hmm. And it's more just for sanity. Yeah. And because then I have an excuse to go see the lake every day.
Yeah. Getting out lake every day.
Yep.
Yep. I kept thinking about that with the ocean water. I mean, I've got friends whose kids have like really bad eczema or these kinds of things. And they literally intentionally go live somewhere for 6 months of the year where they can bathe in the seawater because of all of its amazing properties. And just the sunshine and bare feet in the sand. And
yeah.
Oh, there's like this entire mental boost aspect to it. That's why people flock to the water. It makes them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Makes them feel good. We like water. It's like, we like fire. Very primal.
Fire, water.
I don't know what accent that was.
What was that, Romanian?
That was my caveman accent.
I'm Jim Gaffigan.
Yellow, big yellow ball in the sky. You know, yum, yum donuts.
Oh, that's a good place to end it. I'm off to a birthday supper.
Alrighty.
So, goodbye.
professional. You know what we haven't done? We haven't... invited anyone to join us over on Patreon in a long time.
Oh yes.
Well, so you okay there?
Yep.
If you ladies would like to join us over there, we would love to have you. We have digital downloads of our cookbooks and some other treats for you. And we have a fangirl call coming up soon because I think we're going to be doing them once a quarter now.
Mm-hmm.
So, or once a quarter, once a season, rather. So if you get in with us there, then you can hang out with us in a private Zoom call and they're lots of fun. So join us over on patreon.com/ I can't do it.
I know.
/ Homemaker Chic Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. Think about Friday. Shay, did you see all the # Ultra Feminine Fridays?
Lots,
it was a lot.
And I love the diversity that's coming in.
I do too.
The diversity of what feminine means to people is really fun. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Or just, you know, what's making them feel feminine at any given time. So, So join us over on Instagram on Fridays later on this week and use the # Ultra Feminine Friday and show us what you're rocking, whether it's your coveralls or a new dress. Mine might be a new dress. Just saying.
Ooh.
Got a new dress.
Okay. Yes, I want to see it. I can't believe you didn't buy me one.
That's what Ami Lee said. She's like, excuse me, I need one of those.
You're not the friend I have to keep up with these days. So, all right, ladies, thanks for joining us. Much ado about nothing.
Happy Monday.
All right, we'll see you Thursday. Cheers.
Cheers.